Hello, welcome to the Last Show Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the show. You know what it is. It's go time. My name is Courtney Shane. Swiss Beats. What was that? I'm pretty sure that's a copyright issue. My name is Courtney Shane Williams. I'm a stand-up comedian based out of Tampa, Florida. This is how it gets down once a week. Subscribe to this show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio. Please, please subscribe. Spotify. Check out the podcast on Spotify. You can also check out my stand-up. Add me to your daily drive. You know, add me to your playlist. Keep me in rotation. Puff, puff, pass. Share it with your friends. Don't hog it all. What else we got going on? Oh, go to my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. See where I'm performing. If I ever come to your city again, which I may not be. I probably end up going to all the cities I never wanted to go to. Like Tulsa, Oklahoma. I guess I'll be back. I mean, once I started working, I was like, yo, Tulsa, this is never happening again. Like, I think I got eaten by bedbugs in Tulsa. Something weird happened. And if you guys from Tulsa want to deny my claims, I have photos. Oh, I have photos. It was a very scary time because I only had like 2 days left in Tulsa before I had to go home. And the last thing I wanted to do is check into the hospital and miss my flight. That's depressing. To check into a hospital in Tulsa, hey, you're not going to be able to go home. What? What? I want to be able to die in the comforts of my own house. So you can see where I'm performing my stand-up comedy. You can also get a backlog of the episodes of the podcast there. And this is podcast number 299. 300 is next. You know what? It almost wasn't a show today. This is Saturday at 10:31 a.m. I literally waited till the last minute to record this show. It seriously wasn't a show because there's nothing really to talk about. So like running the mill. Like I'm done talking about Trump on the show. Like running the mill Trump. Like we're done. Just normal, despicable, file, vile Trump. Like I'm done. You still have to kind of talk about it because like he is the president right now. But like, you know, unless there's interesting Trump habit, I'm not, you know, disrespecting John Lewis, you know what I mean? Just lying on TV. The Axios TV interview on HBO, oh, it's a must watch. Gotta watch that. Did find out this week, though, that the campaigns for Trump and Kanye West are tied together. Like, they have the same lawyer. Like, they didn't even have the decency to change the paperwork. This guy's clueless, man. I'm be honest, like to be undressed, you know, the way he's been undressed over the last 4 months is been something not even illuminating is not a word, just wild beyond your wildest dreams. Like he can't outrun himself. That's the crazy thing. Let me just take this in for a minute. So Kanye West's campaign lawyer is the same lawyer for Donald Trump, and that was found out because when he filed paperwork to get on the ballot in Wisconsin, the lawyer was the same name on Trump and Kanye's paperwork, which means the campaigns are tied together. So Trump is acknowledging the idea that he needs help in order to win the election, which is fine. Everybody needs help, right? That's why you run TV ads and that's why you do conventions, because you want a bump and a boost. But Trump's plan at this point is, you know who can help me? Kanye West. Nigga, have you seen the last 5 years of what this dude's been up to? Kanye West, that's your lifeline? And that's you trying to win $1 million? Hey, let me call a lifeline. Can somebody get Kanye on the phone? Honestly? That's the dude that's going to save you. This is going to be spectacular. Spectacular failure. Listen to me now. Believe me later on. I told y'all, election day, you need to watch Fox News. I know you might not disagree with Fox News, and you may agree with Fox News. Either way, Schadenfreude, ladies and gentlemen, that is the way I watch the election. When there's fans in the stands and that fan's team loses and, you know, streaking down his face is the Michigan State colors and tears, that's what I like to watch. You want some good Schadenfreude, check out Fox News on election day. So anyways, there was nothing really to talk about this week, and I almost didn't do the pod because this is the first week, honestly, for me, the whole pandemic thing, excuse me, button like a professional. The whole pandemic thing, like, kind of hit home, man. It's real depressing. I was watching the news today because that's what I do now. There's nothing else to do. I watch the news. And they were talking about bailing out or the airline. Somebody from United was on there saying basically they're going to have to furlough workers if they don't get another bailout. And I was wondering, what did you do with the last bailout? Like, why did we give the money to you? The idea of giving the money to these companies, I thought, was to keep the economy afloat so we could get back to quote unquote normal. So if we just gave you all this money and now you still need more money, what the hell did we give you the money in the first place? And if you're going to do the same thing with this money that you did with the first money, what am I, your parents? You grow up, man. You got to move out of the basement, man. I'm not trying to be any kind of way, because I understand people losing their jobs, getting furloughed, you know, like Boeing. Shout out to all my people in Seattle. Like, I get it. But at this point, I've come to the revelation that this pandemic is going to affect everybody. Generations of people are being affected by the decisions right now. Take me, for instance, right? So at all these gigs that I had that just got canceled, they went away. So when the whole thing started, I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to rebook these gigs, you know, so October, maybe it won't happen. I was going to go do some stuff on the West Coast, Halloween weekend. I was going to go to Seattle. Then I was going to do June. I was going to record a comedy album. So I record an album. Then I'll do a release show. Boom, boom. That's two payments. I'll just move that stuff back. But as it's gone on and gone on, there are no rebook dates. At least not for me. I'm sure there's some famous comedians out there or people that have better connect. For me, there are no rebook dates. There is no, hey, that's gone. I don't know when this is coming back. I started like really working a day job, man. Working, yeah, that stinks, man. I'm like, man, how do people do this? This is terrible, man. So start working. So now that I'm not doing that, like it hit me this week for the first time. Like, yo, like we're in this. We're in this, dude. And this thing is real. The effects of this thing is real. Whether you catch COVID or not, you will be affected by what is going on right now. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it's going to be, man. And it became real to me this week. Because I was thinking, like, luckily, you know, I'm, you know, frugal, I guess you would say. Cheap, some people would say. But I save money. I really, really do. Because my whole idea... philosophy, I guess, on life in a way is like I never want to depend on anyone for anything in a way. So sure, I could buy a new house or a bigger house, or sure, I could buy a new car, or sure, I could go get a whole bunch of things. But it's like, hey, let me save this. And once I save a certain amount, then maybe I'll buy something here, something there, but not a ton. Or I'll sell this stuff and then buy something else I want. You know what I mean? But I'm not really trying to dip. So luckily enough, because of that, all those savings have been used during the pandemic. But there's some people that didn't have that. I would say majority of people didn't have that. So at first I was thinking about comics that, man, they didn't have that. Oh, that stinks, man. They're probably really hurting right now. But as this thing went on, and now that I'm at the day job, I'm looking at people. I'm like, yo, man, nobody has this. What about the people that did have a good business? Those people that went in to buy a restaurant or buy a, I don't know, a car dealership or whatever they bought, and they had a business plan and the business was going great. And they borrowed money from their parents. Well, there's people out there who probably emptied 401k plans. Emptied them in order to go into a business. Maybe they invested into their child's business. Or they invested and it was going great. Great. Hugely successful. Pandemic hits. Everything frozen. And those businesses gone away. And the pandemic now is going on to the length of the point that, like, it may not ever come back. That's something that could affect generations of people. Generations of people. So this week, thinking about doing a podcast, I was like, well, this is not going to be funny. You know what I mean? But then I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, what am I going to talk about in the pod? You know? And then when there is no material, what do? You talk about yourself. And this is what's happening. These are the things that have come to my mind. Like, yo, dude, generations of people are being affected by the decisions that's being made on the highest levels of government, in the federal government. Generations of people are being affected. So, not the funniest of weeks, but we're here. Thank you for tuning in to The Last Show Podcast. It's called The Last Show, because this may be it. I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling bound. Half past dead. The weight. I just need the band, weight. Man. For you guys that haven't seen The Last Waltz, check that out. It's a Scorsese movie. I think it'll be up your alley. The Wait, man, by The Band. You know, The Band is so dope, they just said, call us The Band. You know how good you have to be to just say, I'm The Band? That's like me saying, what's your stage name? The Comedian. No, that's a tough name to live up to. Because anytime they Google you, other stuff's going to come up. Oh man, let's book the comedian. And then they Google the comedian, come up. They Google The Band. First thing that come up is The Band. And that's the dopest thing of all time. So The Wait by The Band. Haven't seen The Last Waltz, check out The Last Waltz. Significance of this song, The Wait. Oh man, it's heavy. I wish this was gonna be a more fun podcast. I just don't see it happening. I'm looking, there's no signs of life. I'm trying to make it funny, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying, but I don't think it's gonna happen this week. I almost didn't do a podcast. It is 10:45 now a.m. on Saturday. I was going through the week and I'm like, I don't think there's a podcast this week. I'm looking like nothing's really happening. Run-of-the-mill Trump. I'm not talking about run-of-the-mill Trump. Like, I just, there's no show, you know? But anybody can do a show when there's a show. But, you know, if you want to be a professional, sometimes you got to do a show when there is no show. Everybody can do a show on Monday. To quote the great Tony Kornheiser, everybody can do a show on Monday. What's your Thursday show? So welcome to the Thursday show. I actually did want to talk about cancel culture a little bit. So now there's this thing, of course, with cancel culture. Ellen just got it. Brian Collin this week. And look, I don't know what Ellen or Brian, I don't know them people. I did see Jay Leno come out and he said he supported Ellen because he knows she wouldn't do that. Look, I don't know anybody wouldn't do anything. Like, I'm not co-signing it. Unless you're family to me that, like, I see on a regular basis, like, I just can't co-sign on he wouldn't do that. I'll say I think he wouldn't do that, but I'm not throwing my full weight behind somebody like that. So shout out to Jay Leno for being so brave. But I'm not sure. I know people don't care. When I see people come out and they will say, oh, well, why ain't the NBA standing up for China and sweatshops? Like, all the people that talk about sweatshop workers, which is despicable, they all wear Nikes. So, like, you don't actually care. You just want to point out the hypocrisy. And I'm all down for pointing out the hypocrisy, but it comes down to cancel culture. Is this a good thing? I believe the way that cancel culture has evolved is it made it to where anybody could be canceled. Anybody. Not just Ellen, but the dude that works at the post office. The dude that wants to go to Costco and yell racism, you know what I mean? Or racist stuff out loud. Anybody can be canceled. Police officers can be canceled. You can't just choke somebody out without it being on camera now. Like, anybody can have their job taken from them at any point in time. You gotta ask yourself, is that a place you want to live in? And my answer is yes. I don't mind people getting fired. Somebody getting fired keeps the universe right. I'll just be honest, man. Some of these scumbags don't deserve to work. It's just the way it is. There's some people that I just don't want to run into on a Saturday night, you know? And most of them is the people getting canceled. I think now, though, that anybody can do it, it makes everybody have to live up to a certain standard of morality. And people do not, in America, people do not want you to determine to them what is morally right or wrong, period. That's why we have a whole mass debate, because people don't want their quote unquote rights interfered with. And rights in America is seen as morality. Now, don't tell me what to do. I wear a mask if I want to wear a mask. I don't have it, so I don't have to wear a mask. That's not a law. That's just a mandate. You know, all of a sudden, everybody's a paralegal. You know what I mean? Some dude walking in Walmart with no shirt on is going to tell you, I'll tell you how the legal system works, man. And that's basically it. People don't want that. People don't want to be told, like, what they want to do. I'm all down for cancel culture, man. I do think it can run amok in ways and just wipe people out, right? So let's say somebody like Nick Cannon, right, makes some anti-Semitic comments, which he clearly has no clue what the hell he's talking about. DeSean Jackson has no clue what the hell he's talking about. I didn't know what anti-Semitic was until them dudes was anti-Semitic. I knew the term. I knew that means you was talking bad about Jewish people. That's all I knew about anti-Semitism. But I didn't know why those things made it offensive. I didn't get the connection. I was educated. So I do believe somebody can be educated about something and henceforth be reintegrated, quote unquote, back into the position they were in or back into the society they're in. But there has to be some education, right? In order for you to be uncanceled. I don't know. But then there's some things you can't come back from. Like if you have an organization like Ellen and people are being sexually harassed and abused and in the ways that the reports are saying, I'm not sure you can come back from that. And guess what? I don't believe that's a bad thing. You know, people getting fired, not always that bad. If Ellen didn't know, that stinks. You gotta hire some better people. I mean, but at some point in time, I mean, you have to kind of figure out something. I mean, people just show up missing one day. Hey, why is that girl crying in the corner? Maybe I should ask some questions, you know? Just throwing it out there, man. But I don't think cancel culture is a bad thing. All right. So you gotta find some good Twitter accounts, by the way. There's some trolls out there that do a very good deal at or a very good job at canceling people. I follow an Astros account that's just a straight hater. They just hate on the Houston Astros because they cheated. They've decided to highlight every time they're terrible, and I follow them. The Lincoln Project. Check them out, man. These people are despicable, and they point out the despicable people. I'm not even sure what the Lincoln Project stands for, aside from running ads. They just want to run ads and get Trump out of office, man. So I follow them. But no news this week, man. Still want to do a podcast because while I wanted to take the week off, I didn't announce that I was taking a week off because I didn't know I was taking a week off until this week came. And then I was like, oof, I should take the week off. So this podcast for you. Also, a lot of new subscribers to the show. So thank you guys, the new subscribers that have come on. And, you know, appreciate you listening. Subscribe, share it with your friends. All right. Shoot, I forgot to talk about this. So this week, this comedian passed away, Tyler Craig. I didn't know Tyler Craig personally, but he did some Comic Views, and which was on BET. I guess that's the 90s in BET. I don't know if I ever told this story, but the one way I got into comedy was watching Comic View. And I taped Comic View. I still have them, but I taped a bunch of Comic Views, and I would go back and watch it. And then I would like kind of critique people's shows. And that's when I kind of got the bug for like, oh, stand up. Never thought about actually doing stand up. I just was like, you know, and I would watch people's sets and be like, oh, they should have said that. Oh, they should have did that. But that whole time, you know, subconsciously, I feel like I was being trained to be funny and know what funny is and have a, you know, an idea of what funny was. And one of those comics that was on Comic View a lot was this comic named Tyler Craig. Tyler Craig had a very different style of comedy. He did like one-liners. Not a lot of black comics do one-liners. You know, you have like somebody like Red Fox, really famous comedian that did like a one-liner style of comedy. Somebody like Corey Holcomb at times does like a one-liner style of comedy. What's his name? Now he's kind of famous. Forgot his name now, but he did. But Tyler Craig did one-liners. Tyler Craig was really funny. I didn't ever know him personally, didn't work with him personally, but I was, you know, very like, I guess, taken aback in a way. Because I found out he died through other comics. and the other comics post it like on Instagram and Facebook, and all the posts like were the same thing. Like, he was a really good dude. Like, it wasn't even about him being a comedian or him being funny. A lot of times when if a comic passes away, they'll be like, oh, he's hilarious. Where does he rank? But the dude wasn't that famous. It's Tyler Craig. I think he was from Atlanta, Georgia. It just wasn't famous. But all these comics that came and interacted with him, comics I know on my level of comedy, were like just the nicest human being. Nicest human being. Post after post after post. Nicest human being. So it's a dude that had an impact on a lot of people that I respect, man. So him passing away was sad, man. I don't think there's a cause, or they didn't announce any cause of death. But, dude, Tyler Craig, dedicating this to you, man. Thank you for touching, you know, the comedy world. Thank you for, being a good dude, man. So hearts go out to your family. Rest in peace. Thank you. Let's wrap up the show, shall we? Thank you for tuning in to the Last Show Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio, Spotify. Thank you, Spotify. Thank you. All you guys, you can get my comedy and my podcast on Spotify. Episode 300 coming up next, man. I'm expecting everybody to show up to the episode, all right? Thank you for have a good rest of your weekend, week. Maybe I'll talk to you next week. I don't know. I'm depressed.
It was a dude walking to the barbershop. Barber had a little dog sitting by the chair. He said, hey, your dog bite? Barber couldn't answer. No, man, my dog don't bite. Matter of fact, my dog ain't got no damn teeth. So the man walked up there, tried to pet the dog, and the dog chewed his ass up. They were taking his ass out on the stretch, and they do say, hey, I thought you said your dog didn't bite. He said, hell, I don't know who dog that is.
Now, the moral of this story is, be specific.
Uh-huh. Rest in peace, brother.
Why do you know if I'm funny, you bastard?
Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Toodaloo. It didn't work out, but don't ever doubt how I'll